Warning.
You will hear a lot of likes, but vocal fry, so listen at your own risk.
Hi guys, welcome to Let's Talk Shit Miami.
Okay, so every time we say that little part, I have to look at your mouth because I don't want to say something else.
I know, I literally saw you like looking dead at my mouth. I was like, why is she doing that?
I get so scared in that part. I'm like, I don't want to fuck it up. Every time we do this part, I fuck it up, but I want to get better at this. Imagine when you're in New York.
You're going to be like...
I'm going to be in like, how do I do it? But okay, whatever. Life is a bitch and we're just playing in the sand. I keep
you're
saying
so
that.
Weird. I know. You keep saying that. Hi, guys. How are you?
This welcome is Val. Back and the one talking that I talk on top of is my sister, Isabella.
Isabella. Isabella, hola. Me llamo Isabella.
That's how I used to talk when I was little. How are you guys? We're doing fine. Thank you for asking.
I actually have a video. Can you just repeat it right now and I'll put the video?
Estoy en Nueva York y entonces yo creo que le voy a mostrar a las personas. Papi, venga, ya le muestro a las personas.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to put you guys the video where she says all of that. Let me see. Okay, here we go, guys.
Hola, soy Isabel. Soy Isabel. No me gusta Nueva York. Soy Isabela. Entonces,
I do better.
Hola, soy Isabela. Y ahorita estoy en Nueva York.
You want to know something? I used to hate New York. Wow.
Wow, how the tables have turned. Yes. So you see, from hate comes love. So if the dude is bullying you, that's because he likes you.
Oh my god, he's
JK.
Just not that into
JK.
You.
That's true.
That's how it is. Okay, guys.
You know what I hate? I hate how you in your high school days you took online school and you were so productive, and in my high school I wasted hours of my damn life and I wish I could have taken online school like you, and that's one of my biggest regrets in life.
I know.
That was one and I regret not taking online school because I feel like compared to like the real school, you're going to waste your damn time, your damn hours. You're going to wake up early. You're hungry. They're giving you shit food.
Yeah.
And you just, it's not
productive.
And it's
like some classes, you do nothing. You do squat for that. And then some classes you do. And then, like, the majority of the classes, you just watch movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a fucking waste of time.
When, like, online school, you just did 4 hours every day or not even. You just
not
did
even. If you could do it,
how
like,
how many
faster?
Hours a week?
A week? Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever, she was ahead and she will have so much time. She will work out, she will practice, she would. And I wish I had that because I feel like I would have accomplished so much,
right?
If I knew about, because I knew about online school, but the teachers actually that I used to have classes with, they used to tell me that online school was for losers.
Yeah, I don't get that stereotype. Literally, homeschool is literally the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's harder, kind of. It's harder and easier at the same time.
And it reminded me of college because in college, I loved college. Mm-hmm. The classes were so amazing. Psychology, I loved it. And I was so ahead of it. The only class that I didn't like is biology. And astronomy, which I took it for my damn ex-boyfriend.
For real.
Fuck. I took it so I can know about stars and shit. And I...
That's what it is. It's all about stars and planets.
I know, guys.
That's all.
You probably... Oh, you stupid bitch. But hey, what you do for someone that you care for.
It is true.
And I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah, and people used to tell me in school, don't pick for your friends. Don't pick for your boyfriends. Don't pick for...
And that's true.
And that was like, whatever. But I never did that. So that's why I never really regret my
And keep classes. That advice. And keep that advice. But it reminded me so much in college because I was ahead in college and my grades were amazing. And I feel like homeschool was like that when in high school, like when I used
it
to
was
go,
like you eat shit
I
the whole
failed,
time.
I skipped,
yep.
I
exactly
the only class that I got productive and it was successful and I loved it was music with Ryan Ellis, which amazing
exactly.
teacher guys. He taught me how to sight read. He was tough, but if you like tough love, you will understand him. And I got so far from, you know, thanks to him and my
teacher,
dad, actually, those two.
You know what? I didn't get him. I got some other little little lady who I wasn't very fond of, but you know,
it's dude, okay. And not only that, but teachers in high school, don't get me wrong, probably 1% of the teachers are amazing.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and they will make you strive for yeah. the best. But the 99% of them, they bring you down.
They do.
And they, I had a teacher, an ESL teacher, because I was in ESL, guys, in level four, Miss Bort. I remember when I passed my ACT, she was like, I don't believe it. That's impossible. And I did, bitch. I did pass it. Not the FCAT.
You still have that little thing in your heart.
I do.
Because, no, me too, girl.
Because she thought I was lazy. I understand. Yeah. I fell asleep in her class because I didn't learn anything.
And you had gigs.
And I had gigs. I was already working as an artist.
Yeah.
17 years old, working in what I wanted. And she used to be like, why don't you get your plan B? You're not going to go far. Because I guess people think like being far is being famous, but it's not that.
Yeah. It's,
you know, but I was like, I'm already working. I remember once I got into a fight with her because she was like, she was like, oh, you're always leaping. Like, she made me feel lazy, but I'm like, but at least I'm already working on what I want. Bam. Oh. And I'm sorry.
Oh, I can imagine the kids in your school.
Yeah, I don't do that to my students.
No.
I cannot tell my students, oh, you're not going to accomplish or get a plan B. I always tell my, the only thing that I do tell my students is learn business.
Yeah.
Because
he just sounded like Cardi B.
Yeah, she's if like, you
learn business, take a business
yeah,
class.
Take a business class, music business, because people will try to take advantage of you, and you as a musician, you don't yeah, want to take advantage true. Of. You want to get a lot of money because musicians do get a lot of money, and that's what
you
people don't understand.
You
want to
be your own boss.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I tell my damn students, and to always try your best.
Yeah,
if you don't try your best, you're never gonna make it. Period.
I forget you're a teacher. Oh my
yeah.
God.
But that's it. I wasted my damn time over there.
You know, that's so funny. Me, I also had I had two teachers. Well, one wasn't really about my dreams, but one did tell me, you're stupid.
What? Yeah. Who told you that?
This Mr. Something that I'm not going to name from middle school. He told my whole group. Anna, my best friend, can vouch to this because she was there. She told all of us that we're stupid. Wow. And I was like, wow. But whatever. My other math teacher, Anna was also there, and so was my friend Cassandra. Oh my God. Eh. she told me, we were telling her our plans. Well, my plans. And Anna was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go with her. Yeah. About the New York thing, right? When I was mm-hmm. like dreaming about that. And she told me.
That was where grade?
That was eighth grade.
Okay. Middle school, bitch.
Yeah. And
if you're hearing this, bitch.
Lamar Louise Curry, Miss Goons. Okay, anyways. You know who you are. No, you don't. Okay. Anyways.
Probably she does.
She was like, oh my God, you should really not even think about going to New York because that's not the plan. And then she's like, she was just basically telling me to just give up on that dream because it was never going to happen with like an ordinary person like me. And
well, it never happened to her because she didn't strive for the best. Exactly. She settled for less, bitch.
She strived.
And she probably fell in love and the guy didn't help her out.
Exactly. She was like, my son tried to go to New York and couldn't. So I don't
maybe
think
maybe because he was lazy.
Yeah.
He didn't give Fuck his
you.
Best.
Yeah.
And now she's going to New York.
Exactly.
She's gonna go to New York.
I'm gonna send you an invitation to my Broadway show, bitch.
That's right. Dude, I don't understand teachers.
I
and
don't
then
either.
I'm sorry. A lot of people are going to kill me with this. They're going to go. Oh, my God. Knock on wood. Not kill me. But a lot of people are going to attack me on this. And yet, you demand higher pay. I feel like teachers that deserve the higher paid are the ones that are like Alice, you know, those who motivate you to strive your best. Those deserve it. But those people that bring you down, you're not a teacher, are supposed to be motivators, are supposed to teach you about life and, of course, a subject.
Yeah.
But man, like you can teach exactly. a subject while teaching about life. And those are and I only had like four teachers that were like that. Elementary teachers, most of them are like that, actually.
They're
elementary
cool.
teachers.
There's only one teacher that hated me, but I don't know why.
Once you get to middle school.
Yeah, elementary teachers do deserve, well, one, because we're cuculi cagaditos, like, we're annoying, so they deserve a lot, and they're motivated, they're like, hi, guys,
yeah.
like, they're amazing.
Elementary teachers are amazing, and they do deserve a higher pay, but I feel like...
Once you get to middle school and high school, it's like when the teachers start getting very
negative and they're tired of life, it's like, And then they complain about the pay, and that's why they don't give you their 100. Okay, then why did you choose education?
Exactly.
Life is about making choices. If you don't like it, then strive for a master's, a better degree, a doctorate. And then you can fucking go to universities. That's why in college, and if you go to FIU and those places, the teachers are amazing. And I've learned so much in college.
They get good pay.
And they get good pay. But it's like, you demand higher pay, but yeah, you tell the students that they suck, and then the guy teachers, they check you out and shit, and they make you feel uncomfortable. Yeah,
yes.
They make you feel uncomfortable. No, I'm sorry, that's a higher pay for you, honey.
Yeah,
not to throw, oh my god, it's just like compare.
Yeah,
no.
I know what you mean.
Thank you so much.
It's not in that, like, you know. Yeah, I know what you mean. But talking about school, I haven't even mentioned the thing I regret. I do, like you said, I do well, not like you said something different, but whatever. And kind of like what you said, I regret when I was in my first 2 years of high school, freshman and sophomore year, I regret skipping school, not taking it seriously. And just like, my grades were disgusting. That's what made the grades from my junior and senior year are the things that brought my GPA up, which is thank God. But
taking online school.
Yeah, taking online school. But freshman and sophomore year were disgusting. Like, I don't understand myself. Like, I look back at that moment and I'm like, you're stupid child. I just want to kick you in the face. I want to punch that girl.
Yeah,
myself.
And I feel like, I know it's not the teacher's responsibility to get into every student's life. But I feel like you were going through something back then.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? And I feel like if you're a teacher, get into their world, you know. Of course, teachers are going to have their days, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Their bad days. Didn't get good dick. Fight with boyfriends or whatever. Fight with son.
That is true.
Rebelled.
Yeah.
And it's fine if you didn't have a good week.
Or
a
like
good
other
day.
Things, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but you're a teacher. You're a role model, you know. Yeah. Help them out.
Some kids look up to you. Some kids are all you have.
Yep.
Yeah. Some kids go home to nothing, and you are all they have.
Yeah. And
so
that's why you probably
that's why
skip.
There's
you're
a lot
like,
of
there's no purpose being here.
Yeah. There's like what is it? A lot of responsibility on you guys. I would only take serious all of my arts classes, like dance and music. But you know what, not even chorus, because that bitch hated me. We know who she is. She was a bitch. I didn't take her, but like I did take the work, just not her.
Yeah.
And
course.
The students there, oh my god, don't even get me started.
I remember in my time with my music teacher, there was a girl named my mom and whatever, and she would you know those girls that take advantage of the fact that they're leaders, and she's like, if you're not sitting down, you're gonna be marked absent.
Guys,
and everyone was afraid of her.
Exactly.
And I was the only one that was stood up, because I'm like, who the fuck are you, little Big Mouth? Like, she looked like the Big Mouth characters. And
oh my god.
And I was like waiting for her, and she's like, again, whoever, I guess she was scared of me. She mm-hmm. couldn't like face me. I don't know. She couldn't like tell me my face, but she was like, whoever doesn't sit down again, you will be marked absent. And I didn't. And then whatever. And then my teacher came and he's like, why did you mark her absent when she's here?
She's right there.
And I was like, oh, it's just like, I don't know why you put leaders that doesn't deserve to be leaders. You know? To mark people absent when I'm here. Just because you're a leader doesn't mean that you can control everyone.
Yeah.
I only listen to Ellis, not you.
Exactly.
And yep. The end.
Just think every course classroom person has a Rachel Berry.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm not even kidding. Like, and you know what? Even Rachel Berry was nicer than the real ones
out
there.
Dude, and they criticized the girl, what is her name?
Which one?
From the Broadway, the diva that everyone's coming at her because she's racist.
Who?
The girl from Glee.
Oh, Leah Michelle, Rachel. Well, the one that played Rachel Berry.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone criticizes her, especially and I've seen leaders that
those
in choir.
Old leaders.
Yeah, and it's like you were like that.
You were like that. Exactly. Treated people like how she used to treat people.
Steal boyfriends.
And you
I
know
would
what?
See all the drama.
And it's worse, guys. They just made it look. And I don't know how she was in real life. Maybe she was the same, or maybe mm-hmm. she was worse, or maybe she was a little bit less. But dude, you saw Rachel Berry. You thought it was horrible. Okay,
it's the same.
Try
shit.
To experience it in real
shit.
Life.
Yeah. Another thing that I regret, it was like 4 or 5 years ago, and this has to do with, this is a little bit deep. This is a little bit deeper because it has to be with my ex relationship. Oh my god, ex.
My ex of the ex of the exes.
And I feel, well, with him and I, we were really toxic to each other. And I wish it could have been stopped before our parents got involved. Yeah. You know, I feel like him getting his mom involved, me getting my dad involved, wasn't a great idea, because we could have had a better outcome than that.
Yeah.
I feel like our parents made it worse. And yeah, it's just, it was a traumatic memory. I just wish I could have ended so we could have been like good terms and not in a traumatic memory that we have right now. And I wish it could have been stopped, because right now I really dislike his mom, you know? Yeah. And I wish I could have liked her and understood her, but yeah. I just, it doesn't end, it didn't end well. And his mom was part of why I broke up, because I was so overwhelmed with his damn mom saying negative things, et cetera, et cetera. I was so overwhelmed. It was like a Karen kind of vibe.
Yeah, and you would think, you know, oh, but the mom is not the relationship. Yeah, but not when the son doesn't do shit about it.
Yeah, you know? And oh my God, not to be mean, but yeah, you always have to put, and me too with my dad, it's like, you know, dad, this is not your business, this is my life, you know? But I feel like I could have, dear moms, your son will not always be right. Your son does make mistakes.
Exactly.
Your son is not perfect and the world is shit. No. Your son also have bad qualities, and you need to understand, see both of the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because of you, things can go wrong. And
exactly.
One of the reasons why I broke up with him was his mom, period.
Listen up, moms.
Yeah. But I wish it could have ended better. I mean, I'm pretty sure he wasn't a bad guy. He was just, we were both immature.
It was just both of the energies just clashed.
And everything clashed the worst once she got involved and my dad got involved. Yeah. And bam. Like, even my dad got tired. Like, one day she called and he's like, oh my God, this woman again. And he hung up because it was so, like, he was overwhelmed.
Annoying. Wow, yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, he would be like, crazy. Why is she calling me? Like, it got to that point.
Dude, what? On a lighter note. Another thing I regret is not saving enough money.
Yeah.
Or not taking the saving of the money more seriously, because I did save money, just not like enough. Not definitely not enough, you know. I had money enough to like pay some things, and now I'm just like, okay, I don't know where to go from this, but I wish I did save it. So people, just, you know, always have that plan to save money, whether it is for your apartment, for your school, for whatever it is. Just have like extra just saved in there.
Have $3,000 or more.
Exactly.
I always say that.
Yeah, that's true.
Talking about money, I regret giving a high down payment to my old and new car.
Oh, why are we going like this?
I know,
this?
It's, we're crazy.
We're like meeting each other. Okay, cool.
Because I just, it could have been used for today and for my future. And that down payment was more than $4,000, guys. So I could have fucking saved good money. And yeah. I just regret that. It always plays in my head. That's why I wrote it.
It's like that thing that you have there. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah, what the fuck am I saying? Anyways, my other thing is not standing up for myself back then. Like, you know, bullies, because I did have bullies, guys, but like everyone. A long time ago.
I remember this Colombian girl called me Indian, but yet she looked like me. So it was like, I remember that her name started with J.
Yeah, you know, I regret not standing up for the stupid bullies.
Please.
And, you know, and all those teachers, I wish I could have said something, you know, something like smart. But, you know, I've been stupid. You know, speaking up for myself, like, I feel like I needed that back then. But, you know, it was just like this whole thing. But, like, yeah, that's one of the great things I regret. Wow.
Oh my God. Another thing I regret is 2018, where I focused too much in work.
She turned crazy.
Yeah. And I bad moods and stuff like that. And it got to a point where my voice didn't take a break. and it got fatigue and I got nodules. I'm not afraid of saying that I got nodules. Fuck everyone that says that's a problem, that, oh, that's bad technique. No, you need to relax, you know. I was working from Monday to like sometimes Sundays, you know, and sometimes the same day I had 3 gigs or 2.
Yeah.
So like I used to work so much that my voice got fatigued and that and I got nodules, and that led to me drinking alcohol because it numbed the feeling of that feeling of not singing, and of course made me happier, which it didn't at the end next day. And I really want to thank my ex-boyfriend Angel, who, like, he always took care of me. He took me to the doctors and helped me out in those hard times to, like, better myself up. He, you know, when I used to, like, drink a lot, he would, like, go up. We live in by Kendall. So he used to go to from Kendall to West Palm Beach, sometimes to Naples, meet me there so I could be good and not drunk, and then drive me back, you know. And like, I really thank him for that. And that made me realize where I have to take care of my temple, you know, my body, my temple, and of course my spirit, because alcohol is not good. If you try to, like, if you're in a bad situation, alcohol is not the solution. Definitely. So not calling myself an alcoholic, I don't know, but but yeah, it was very bad.
Yeah,
no. I regret that. Now I'm good. You can hear my voice. Before I used to talk like this.
Yeah,
like a smoker.
Yeah, you used to talk like that,
but now I'm good.
You're good now.
Yeah.
Another thing I regret is letting my own mental problems choose how I live my life or how I think of life. You know, because of you know, everything that was going on in my brain, I didn't see, like, what, you know, people were like, I used to be like, people would be like, when you're in this place, you see all dark, you see dark. And I'd be like, I don't get that. But looking back, I'm like, now I get it. Because, like, back then, it was I looked like the Joker smiling. And, like, scary. It was nothing. Like, I felt nothing. Like, I felt numb to everything. And
you're feeling numb right now.
I don't know, but this is the whole adrenaline about leaving and stuff. Like, this is a different thing.
Don't scare me.
I felt numb to everything. And, you know, hanging out with friends, like, it used to be, like, it was to the point where my friends would talk to me and I would want to punch them in the face. And it's people that I love and that I have friends now, like, you know, sorry, Anna, but I wanted to punch you in the face a lot of the times back then in my horrible place.
But yeah, you were like in another mentally situation.
A lot of, you know, my friends that are friends with me now, I used to hate them, but not like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just,
no,
like,
I understand. I totally get you.
Yeah. And I used to, like, want to be like, get the fuck out of my face. But, you know, I was like, okay, like, smiling, and it was just horrible. And, you know, that just kind of controlled everything that I did in life, you know? I was just, it was just so dull, you know? So I regret not making a decision.
Not taking action,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Of like, hey, snap out of it.
Snap out of it, like.
Because you can still have that, but still fight with it, you know?
Not like fight, but you know what I mean? Like, it's more like.
Be like, no, I know, I get you.
Try to control it in a way. I don't know the word for it, but, you know, just try to, like, make an action out of it, you know?
You know, sometimes a lot of people hide their emotions, and I feel like when you hide things, it can make you to a very different person.
Exactly.
And I feel like once you started sharing your personal stuff with us,
that is true.
Everything changed.
Everything did change, yeah.
That's why it's so good to talk to a therapist, or not even a therapist, someone that would understand the fuck out of you, because it's good to let out. And even if you don't want to hear opinions, it's good that someone listen and know. And of course, you have to get someone that cares for you, because if they don't give a fuck, like, I have talked to some people that I share deep shit, and I'm like laughing. I'm be like, I'm not okay, haha. And like, they just like go to another subject, and it's like,
yeah, they don't care. And it's
and
like,
I'm like, I'm not okay. I'm really not okay.
It's like crying out for help, low key, and people don't really get that. But yeah, I do agree with you. I guess I was very like, I was in my own world. I was very, like, quiet about everything. I didn't share my feelings. I didn't share anything. Once I did, I think that's when everything started changing.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like everyone should have that person. Or, you know, if we were a bad family, I think you would have had it worse.
Yeah.
But thank God, like, we're not perfect, but...
Yeah, you guys were there for me, you know? It's good to know that I can count on all of you to just...
And not some stranger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And another thing I regret is last year, and I always keep repeating this.
You do.
After breaking up with my ex-boyfriend, I felt like everything hit me. Everything in my life hit me. Like, everything that happened 5 years ago, everything hit me. And him not being with me 24/7 hit me. You know,
because you were used to having that,
that comfort,
or
someone that take care of me, and I had to take care of myself, you know. And
but how's that feeling?
Right now, I'm good, but but 2008, I went crazy, and I feel
I mean, like, how is that feeling? Like, knowing that you're taking care of yourself and not like another person, like.
Oh, I feel like it was very challenging for me because I always depended on him. On he was a very good supporter. That's the thing, you know. And you know, sometimes I feel like he needed to be like, "You go work for yourself."
Yeah, exactly.
Without me, you know.
Yeah.
So, and after he left, it's like him and I left each other. It was like, damn, it really hit me. But. Not only that, but I went crazy 5 years of the toxic relationship hit me too. So I went crazy, and I regret going partying Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was like a constant thing.
It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, it was Sunday.
I regret partying those 3 days. Every week, because I could have been done something else and wasted that money. Yeah, I'm wasting my money.
Save money, kids.
On my company. And finally, I went to a party, actually. And that's where everything really, like, it was a dark place. Mm-hmm. And someone told me that you have to stop getting fucked up and drinking. And yeah.
That's just doing what you were doing.
Yeah, and... I felt embarrassed because I liked the dude.
Yeah.
So it's like, I felt embarrassed when he told me that. And that's where I disappear. I disappear from his life too.
And you
I ghosted. Yeah, I ghosted. And yeah.
Which that's not something very proud to say, but you know.
And then I met Monkey, and I've been good. The only time that I was bad, it was the day that, but I haven't drank.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. Thing. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, my last thing I regret is gonna get a little bit deep. The last thing I regret is not taking care of myself health-wise. Yeah, not taking care of myself health-wise, you know, like the right way, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, before I was, again, I was in a very dark place.
Dark place.
And, you know, yeah, and that has caused me long-term effects, like acid reflux.
the heart thing that you get.
And, you know, a severe hair loss, which I know, but it's bad. It's really bad, and it's getting really bad. I don't know why right now, but whatever.
Severe hair loss?
Yeah.
Damn, bitch.
It's also migraines, like, every fucking day, every fucking week for like forever, very irregular periods.
Yeah.
You know, all of this is just, and on top of that, you know, my weight loss is not easy, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Like, now I want to do everything right, and now I want to do everything healthily wise. Is that even a word, healthily?
Yeah, but whatever. Your body's like, since
it's still traumatized with what I've done before, that it's like, okay, what the fuck are you doing now? And like, it's like really hard. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm still working through it, and I'm doing good. I'm doing great, but you know, it's really hard. And I wish that I could have taken care of myself, so that way I could, you know, have a more easy way of, like, you know, I don't have stomach aches every fucking day,
migraines.
Or migraines. And you know, it's just, I regret, you know, but again, it was in a dark place. I could have made decisions, but, like, you know, it's a very hard thing to just, you know, be like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
I don't know why certain people go through stuff, you know, like me with the nodules. You know, I've seen a lot of people working 24/7 with their voice, drinking, smoking, drinking coffee and coke, doing coke and shit.
Real.
And they're totally fine, you know. And certain people like me, I just wanted to work. I got that, you know, and I feel like maybe I wonder if life wants to take us somewhere so we can, like, teach to others, you know? Because now when I have nodules, I tell my students, they know what to do. No, and I tell them nodules is a normal thing because there's a stigma where nodules is because you use bad technique. Nodules is a normal thing. Yeah. Okay. And this has been taught by my vocal teacher, which he teaches Sebastian Yatra, all these famous artists, that nodules is a normal thing, you know?
People have this thing like, oh, nodules. Mariah Carey has nodules. Ugh, now I don't like her. What the fuck?
It's a normal thing. And yeah. I feel like now I'm preaching to my students what alcohol to take too, you know? Like students that are 21 and older, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like if they want to take alcohol.
Yeah,
right?
Like wine is bad for you, you know? Things like that.
Their voice,
yeah. But I feel like with you, maybe you went through that because. There's a bigger purpose, you know?
God gives his battles to his strongest.
Yeah. But it's so beautiful, ugly, but it's so beautiful how everyone has their own struggles and how they either get out from it or still fight with it so they can be a better person.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. I feel like that's beautiful. And it just came up to my head right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very preaching.
Quote of the day. Here we go. No, what did you say? Here we go. No matter who you are, no matter what you did, no matter where you come from,
no matter where you come from,
you can always change.
Change.
Become a better version of your damn self.
Woo!
So yeah, guys, this is it. I'm not gonna give you a song of the day because it's past 33 minutes and probably with the editing it's gonna be a little bit less, but we just want to make it 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but we're sorry about this long podcast. Actually, this was really long.
Yeah,
but thank you for listening to us.
And
you guys can follow us on social media, Let's Talk Shit Miami, and email us letstalkshitmiami@gmail.com. thank you very much.
Bye.